enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Hey everybody, the Colonel here, and I want to take just a minute to talk to you about Elizabeth Warren's proposed 42% national sales tax. That's 42%, folks. Let me just start with this. If you come get yourself a bucket of chicken for $20, you got to add 42% to it. That's going to make it $28.40. Now, this is just math, folks. Figure this out. If you go down to the Walmart and spend $100, just get ready to stick 42 more smackers on the back end of that. That's $142. Say little Susie needs braces on her teeth. Oh, I don't know, $5,000. Do the math, friends. That's an extra $2,100. Makes you want to tell little Susie, you don't look that bad. Everybody loves chilling with crooked teeth. Now imagine this. You need a new car, you go find one for $26,000. Add a 42% national sales tax, and you add $10,920 onto that new ride of yours. That makes your new car cost you $36,920. You can't afford no new rims. You can't afford that little dog in the back with his head bobbing up and down. You can't even afford a black ice air freshener. To make a long story short, a 42% sales tax is going to ruin your life, not to mention the economy. Elizabeth Warren thinks she knows economics. Why, I bet that heifer can't even fry a chicken. You need to check all your candidates. If they can't fry a chicken, they ain't fit for office.
That's right.
42% national sales tax. I bet old Ronald Reagan is rolling in his grave. But don't let Elizabeth Warren find out. She'll probably try to tax that too. Till next time, this is the Colonel saying, it don't matter if it's crispy or original recipe, you're all right with me. Unless you're Elizabeth Warren. Then you can just take your happy butt down to Popeye. Yeah, try to order one of them chicken sandwiches. 42%, my butt.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
This was pre-recorded. Probably not. I guess I can start now. From the luxurious broadcast studios here at 4101 Wall Street at Blue Water Broadcasting, it's the Health and Wealth Show. That's what we talk about here, money. Something that's important. Right. It's very important, money. You know where your money is?
I know what mine is.
That's right. That's the man right there. The money man with the money plan. Ladies and gentlemen, it's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty.
Yes, sir. You're quite welcome.
Guess what we're going to talk about today?
Money.
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 Yeah, money.
What else?
We're going to ask a question.
Yeah?
We're going to talk about financial literacy. Are you financially literate?
I can tell, different between a 10 and a 20.
because of the numbers on it. Does that mean that I'm literate as far as money goes?
Literally.
Oh, David's slipping him one there. Yeah. How about that? And well, don't forget now, we got Grasshopper.
Oh, yeah. How you doing tonight, Grasshopper? Let's hear your voice. Come on.
Pretty good. He's throwing it out there now.
That's that Elvis voice.
Yeah, he's
he's going to take my job.
If Barry White was alive, he'd be scared to death.
I'm telling you.
He's looking at me though. Yeah. And Grasshopper Dad, he's over here.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Where's
he's over there.
He's over here.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
See where he gets it there.
I see it.
All right.
Yeah, it's all right.
And we've got the president on television, big rally in Florida.
Yeah.
So
and look at him. They're jumping up and down. They like him.
Looks like 25 or 30 people there. I mean, there's a crowd. I like how he does that. Remember how they used to do it when they had somebody up there and you'd just be tight on the speaker?
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell if anybody was there. But, I mean, he fills up the arena everywhere he goes.
I don't know if this was true or not, but I heard that Biden had some kind of meeting the other day, and he didn't get more than 20 or 30 people show up.
I think they had it in a Waffle House.
Oh, is that what? Well, maybe.
A little crowded up then.
Well, you know how that goes.
But you said we were talking about financial literacy.
Financial illiteracy.
I'm illiterate.
I mean, if you want to call it that.
I am not illiterate. I know who my mama and daddy is. So
here's the thing. What does it take to be financially literate? Think about it.
I wonder, what does it take?
Well, it means having financial literacy that possesses the knowledge, skills, and confidence that you need, yourself, need in order to make sound financial decisions that fit your situation, not everybody else's situation, yours. And if it's a politician like Elizabeth Warren, it's things that fit all of our situation, and a 42% tax don't fit mine.
No.
I don't like it.
That's just too much.
Nope.
That's way too much.
You would wonder which financial literacy school she went to.
Mm-hmm.
Probably somewhere where they played drums.
It's the give me money you, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. You know, I told you they wouldn't let her stay at the hotel the other night, didn't I?
No. Well,
yeah, she didn't have no reservation.
Well, I could understand. I don't really blame the people. Uh-huh. Maybe she should take a little lesson on financial literacy herself.
Well, you know, I really believe this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get these people up there, and it's not just her saying all this stuff. They got people back in the back thinking this stuff up. They got a machine back there. When I say a machine, that's what they used to say when people were running for something. All these people that worked to get them elected was a machine. So they got this machine back there grinding all this stuff out for her to say.
Oh.
And I think they just throw it till something sticks.
Heard of that one.
And I really believe that. I think she probably does not. She probably doesn't even know what a loaf of bread costs.
Well, you know, she's backing down on the Medicare for All there because the math just looks a little bit weak there. Should I say it's ridiculously weak?
Well, how many years they've been trying to since what's her name? You know, when Bill ran the first time,
right?
And Hillary, that was her deal. She's going to get health care for everybody. And somewhere along the line, she got quiet.
Well,
I guess they figured out then it wouldn't work. But you know, something about throwing stuff out there, hollering free stuff. And I'm paraphrasing free stuff. That's something about that gets people's attention.
Yeah. So Elizabeth Warren, take note.
Mm-hmm.
People that need to be financial literate need to do things the right way. And it doesn't just come about that it's about budgeting, avoiding and managing debt and diversification, but you really need fluency. And she does, but anybody does need fluency to achieve something rewarding and secure, as in a financial life, which we all live in, because I didn't make the rules. We have to have this stuff called money. Or if you want to call it the root of all evil, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It is in our lives, and we have to have it. And the more we have, the more we have to have a lot of times. But as long as you got enough.
I think that's in the Bible, isn't it?
I believe it is.
And I think we've been saying it wrong, too, because somebody called me on this one. Hang on a minute. You gonna tell us?
It's the love of money.
That's what I thought
well,
it was.
Okay. Yeah, but well, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Thank
well,
you, sir.
Okay. That's, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Now, your check is in the mail, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. People often spend a significant amount of time, money, energy, focusing on getting a job, you know, but they don't carefully consider how they will manage the money they're going to receive once they get that job.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you're going to get the money doesn't mean you're going to use it correctly. You know, I run into this all the time, and people don't believe me, but come and sit with me sometime and you'll see it. No, you really can't because I have to be private about these things. But I have people come in my door that shock me about how much money they have. And then I have some people that come in my door, and I'm shocked about how much they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you drive up in a Mercedes, you get out, you got on a nice suit, and you're, you know, a CEO or a physician of making, you know, $700,000 a year. We sat down there, and you don't have $1 million to your name, and you're making $1 million a year? Something's wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Somebody come in making $27,000 a year the other day. I'm not going to tell. It's a wonderful thing. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
That's all they made. I said, well, you got any money? They said, yeah, yeah. I got my pen ready. I was going to write it down. How much money you got? I thought I was going to write like $50,000 or $100,000 mm-hmm. or something. You know, something. It was in the millions.
You got writer's cramp putting all the zeros in there.
He saw my mouth flop and the jaws go down. But, you know, the thing is, there's been books written about this, The Millionaire Next Door and all these things. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to tell you, friend, is that you can do it too. Now, I'm not saying that you should do the things that make you starve and do without. But there's an in-between. In other words, that love of money is getting too far with it. But, you know, not doing your due diligence or what you should do. There's a story in the Bible about that, too, where this guy is a brother, and he goes off and plants his talents in the ground. He comes back, and he don't have anything, you know. That's not good. So you can be on each end of the spectrum, and I don't pretend to be a Bible scholar, but I do remember a few things from Sunday school and things like that. So anyway, you might be an expert in 70s rock. Now, my son, and I'm just going to say it, Sky Mosley.
Yeah.
Sky Mosley, our friend Sky Mosley. He knows all about 70s rock.
Yeah.
You ask him about 70s. Now, I know another person who knows all about movies.
Who? Who's that guy?
Well, he probably knows a lot about 70s rock, too.
He's probably a layabout, eating Cheetos and just laying around. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, did you turn us off?
I think I know who you're talking about.
But
before you go on with that, I thought of something. Let's see if we can do this now.
Go ahead.
You'll recognize this.
You can be a millionaire and never pay taxes. You can have $1 million and never pay taxes. You say, Steve, how can I be a millionaire and never pay taxes? First, get $1 million. Now.
Okay, now, I don't know. He might cuss after that part, so we're going to cut. But that would be an ideal way to start out.
Well, yeah.
But I don't think that's...
But I know people who started out like that, and then they didn't end up like that.
Really?
Most of the time, they don't. Well, so far, I'm batting a 1,000% of they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. The ones I've seen, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody hands someone $1 million, easy, it was easy. You know, they didn't have anything to... Now, I'm hoping that I've got a few clients whose children have been listening to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And then, of course, we put these roadblocks out there sometimes. If I can get involved, a lot of times I put a roadblock in there that's... In other words, to protect your own self... We put it in what we call restricted payout. There's a restricted payout. Say if you had an IRA or a pension or something, and you don't really trust your kids, well, you can't put a pension or an IRA in a trust.
Right.
you got to pay the taxes first to put it into an irrevocable trust or those type of trusts. There are some trusts you can, but not the kind that we would want to use to avoid a lot of other problems when we're dealing with our attorneys. I had to put a note in there. I'm not an attorney, and I don't claim to be one. I just deal with a bunch of attorneys. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, though, is that when we're not dealing with trust, we have to be able to restrict the payout. And we can contractually restrict what they would get per month, per year, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They can scream to high heaven all they want. And guess what?
That's just
not going to do them any good.
Just too bad.
We pay them to them over 10 years or 20 years. And for you folks out there that don't really trust your children or how they're going to do with the money,
mm-hmm.
call me. I'll show you how to do restricted payout.
That number is 279-7431.
That's right.
That is the phone number to get you in touch with David Ernest. No obligation, absolutely free to sit down and talk with him. And I will just about bet you a dollar to a donut you're going to learn something that you didn't know.
Yeah.
And if you lose, I get the donut. So that works out for
me,
too.
No matter how much tax Elizabeth Warren puts on us, they're still going to be in restricted payout. Mm-hmm. And they at least have half of it left, I guess. She gets the other half, I guess.
Oh, the half of the donut? She gets the whole. Just give her the donut whole. 279-7431 for David Ernest. But if you would like to talk to him now.
Yes.
272-9228 if you have a question. I got a question.
Okay. I've got a trivial question.
You got a present. Somebody brought you a present.
I know it. Thank you very much, Janet, but I don't know which Janet it is.
Janet.
Janet?
Not Janet.
Uh-oh.
It's not,
am I in trouble?
It's not Interplanet Janet, is it?
I don't know.
Let me see what you got, man.
I got some goodies there.
It looks like
old-fashioned shoes. Thank you, Janet.
I'm going to give it back. Come on. Ooh, those are doers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
I'm either saying something right or something.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Wrong.
Janet done flung a craving on you, looks like.
Janet, thank you very much. I'm afraid that I won't look the same after I eat all this, if I eat it too fast.
You know, it's like I got an empty trunk here.
Yeah.
Janet didn't bring me jack. That's what
I'll share.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I share.
That's nice, Janet, to do that. That was very
sweet. It's awful nice. Thank you, Janet.
You think she's one of your clients or something?
Maybe.
Never did.
I don't know which Janet is. I could guess, but I'm not going to do that.
Ah.
Yes. Okay. I don't want to hurt the other Janets.
I understand. Oh, and by the way, I understand that we have a birthday tomorrow.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Emily Cleghorn turns 63 tomorrow.
Don't tell that on the radio. There are people who believe she's 63. I don't think she's 63.
No. Do we sing happy birthday?
I wouldn't.
No.
Because it might scare people. We're trying to keep them.
We don't have Elvis here.
Remember, don't touch that dial. We're trying to keep them not to touch the dial. Anything special going to happen for the birthday tomorrow?
Just turkey on Thursday.
All right. And she's got to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't working out.
That sounds like the birthday's at my house.
Yeah, have her come up here and we'll give her some of David's candy.
Yeah, I'll share.
And what?
Thank you, Janet.
What's your wife's name?
Emily.
Happy, I know you've told me that about 600 times. Yeah. Happy birthday, Emily. And I know she's not 63.
You know, a lot of people.
If she is, she married a much older man.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way it goes.
It does.
A lot of people, you know, they work real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to me and they feel like their money, their finances just don't reflect their efforts. And I get it, you know. And so, to make you feel better right now, we're going to have a trivia question.
Ooh.
Yes.
I like trivia questions.
Yeah, we like to have fun. I mean, all this stuff here, you know, is serious stuff, but we're going to have a trivia question. The question is, what do you call a payout over time? It was created, this term was created years and years ago by a banker, I think. It's, you know, if someone pays you over time,
mm-hmm.
sort of like a retirement plan or something like, what do they call that payout?
Extortion. That's not it.
No, that sounds like it. Call 272-9228.
And extortion is not the right answer.
And you'll be put into the drawing for a Texas Roadhouse $10 Visa card. And you'll also be given a free membership to Anytime Fitness for a month. That's a $75 value. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving it away. The Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, you could go over there and get all buff in a month, you know. Then take your Texas Roadhouse card and go just have some Texas Roadhouse.
Right. So if anyone knows what this stream of money over time is called, call me and give it to me, and I'll tell you. It's really, really early in the alphabet.
Now, would this be, I think I know what it is, but would this be me paying somebody, or they're going to pay me?
Either way, it's a payment over time.
Payment over time. Oh, yeah, I think I know. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, though, because it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
And I think we've got somebody.
Oh, we got someone want to take a stab at
it. Yeah, I believe it's Crawdad when when Grasshopper hangs
all up. Right.
Crawdad on the phone. Crawdad, you there?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so you heard the question. You want to hear the question again?
I heard it, and I'm going to take a shot here. Is it a dividend?
No. It's not a dividend, but that's a good guess. We're going to put you in the drawing for the Texas Roadhouse, and we're going to give you a Anytime Fitness membership, free membership for a month. It's worth $75 a day. Just for calling in.
I had some friends I talked to earlier today. They're getting Merrill Lynch is not doing them right, licensed, and I was pointing them to you, so you'll be getting in touch with them. I hope you can help them.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to give him to Texas, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. If they show up, he should get another one. Yeah. All right, Crawdad, we
got some candy right here with you.
He's got candy.
Yeah.
You didn't drive the van to work. Never mind. I should have. Anyway, we got another call coming in. Thanks, Crawdad. Yeah,
thank
appreciate you listening.
Make sure you got your name there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All he got everything.
All right. Good.
All right. That's Crawdad calling in.
All right.
And we got another call coming in. We'll get to them in a minute. And just read the question again while you're while we're waiting.
If someone, it can be a contract. Mm-hmm. It can be an agreement. It's a payment over a period of time. It can be monthly, it can be yearly, but it's contractual, and you're paid this money over a period of time. It was created by a banker, I think, back in the early 1900s or late 1800s or whatever, and it's just one word.
Uh-huh.
It's just got a one word, and that word is early, very early in the alphabet.
Is this one good to go here on two? Boy, he's all up on it, ain't he?
Man, he's learned, ain't he?
He's all in. Is this one on two ready to go? Okay.
All right, here we go.
I don't see a name there, but I'm going to ask him. Who's this?
This is G-Man.
The G-Man!
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
What's
G-Man.
Going on?
G-Man's coming, see?
The word does not start with a G.
It does not start
with a
D. Does not start with a D.
Letter A.
It starts with an A. I will give you that.
Hey,
it starts with an
annuity.
You got it.
Annuity, yay.
Beep, beep, beep. You got it.
Woo.
Okay. Now I've got to see now. But did he get your name?
Pardon?
Did you give him your name and address or phone number?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, off the air, on the air. I don't want any of my old girlfriend there.
Okay. No. We know you work for the government, G-Man. We know. We would never blow
I'm
your cover.
Yeah, I'm an insurance business, so
man, you, hey, that's good. At least the insurance people are listening to me.
Okay.
Probably the regulatory people, too. The regulatory people, I'm glad y'all are listening to me, too. I'm not doing anything wrong, not yet.
Okay, well, now, how are we going to get him his prize? We're going to mail him?
You get a free gym membership to Anytime Fitness, and you get into a drawing for the free Visa. I think it's a Visa card, some kind of credit card thing. You get $10 off Texas Roadhouse. We just got to make sure we need the address because whoever wins, we have to mail it to you.
Okay, I'm going to put him back on. I'll put him back on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you, G-Man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, G-Man, tell the FBI I'm doing all right. Okay.
All right, now we've got a caller on three. Gary is over there on three. Let's see what's going on with Gary. Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we got a winner, but did you know what it was?
Installment?
No, but we're gonna put you in the drawing, and we're gonna give you a membership free to Anytime Fitness for a month for calling.
Great.
All right, now, I'm going to put you back on hold so Grasshopper can get your information.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody's already won, is that correct?
Of you, but that's okay. They had
I was interested in what the answer was.
The answer was annuity, but I'm going to explain a little bit more about how that works.
Okay.
That's the old terminology of annuity. There's all kinds of terminologies now.
Okay, I'm going to stick you back on hold, Gary. We appreciate you listening, and call us up anytime.
Very good, thanks.
Thank you, sir. All right, he's back on hold, and everything is right with the world.
Yeah.
So now you say annuity, so the language has changed a little bit. They're not calling it that?
Well, no, they just didn't. They do improved it. When annuity first came out, the word just meant a payment over time. And so, you know, that's like a pension is sort of like an annuity.
Now, that
payment
goes
over time.
That goes back to like the Stone Age, doesn't it?
No, it don't go that far back. It just goes back, I think, into the early 1900s or late 1800s. Essentially, it, you know, is when you have a contract to be paid a certain amount of money over time or for forever. Okay.
I thought it was like
your lifetime.
The caveman's like, here's six clams. See you next month. You know, I didn't know.
They could.
It might have worked out something.
Yeah. You know, so annuities are really like pensions, you know. And when I hear Ken Fisher say they're bad, well, I want Ken Fisher and everybody who thinks that their pensions are bad, give them back. I'll take it if they're bad. If you don't want it, let me have it. I'll take it.
Let me hold it.
Let me hold on to them things. Now, annuities, just like anything else, you got good, bad, and ugly of everything, just like people, just like investments, just like everything. So just to say annuities are bad and, you know, A-words and all that, that's not good. You know, I got an annuity right now, and I can't tell you the name of it. You come talk to me, I can, because if I put the name out there, I'd have to put all kinds of disclaimers and things on it. But it made, and this is a fixed annuity, fixed indexed annuity, it made over 10% return, had a 13% bonus, which, by the way, has moved up in the last two or three days. So you're talking about a 25% return in 1 year when you count all those together. Is that a bad annuity that locks it? I mean, it's got you know, long surrender charges and all that stuff, but you got these liquidity features where you can take money out, like 20% at the end of the year with no penalty. Ain't that a lot of money? You know, who wants to spend a whole pension faster than 5 years or 10 years? Tell me. If you do, you don't even need a pension. You need something else.
And President Trump has taken the stage, and have you ever seen a president walk out on the stage and throw hats into the crowd?
No.
Now, that is a that's like a radio thing. I've done that.
He's flashy.
Yeah, it looked like he was throwing them, too.
He's got that red tie on for throwing them red hats.
That is our president.
That makes me
right
jealous.
There.
We can't do that.
Yeah, we can. Throw me your hat.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you might.
okay.
Well, that's your Alabama hat.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break, but let's mention something.
All right.
Now, we've been talking about this. Tomorrow night, you know, I understand there's this big football game this weekend. You heard about it?
I heard about it.
It's coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think I play it every year. Something's going on. Anyway, we've got a couple coming on tomorrow night. Married couple. Been married a little while now. They're not a newlyweds or anything.
Yeah.
But I know he married a much younger woman.
I know.
He had to get a permission slip or something to marry her because she is just very young. Anyhow, she is an Auburn fan.
Yes.
And he is an Alabama fan.
It'll be interesting.
So we're going to talk to them and see how they cope. I'm sure 364 days a year, they're probably all right.
Yeah.
But that one day, there's probably some friction there. So we're going to be talking to them tomorrow night.
Our Iron Bowl show.
It is our Iron Bowl show.
It's going to be called Cooperation.
Yes.
In the family.
Yes. And that's tomorrow night from 6 until 7.
Yeah.
And program note, we're going to be off Thursday and Friday. And
just those 2 days we're going to be off.
Well, we'll be off Sunday and Saturday and Sunday, too.
You didn't get that one.
Well, I mean, now it's like President Clinton said, what is the definition of is? What is? So if you mean off like, yeah, we're off all the time.
I got you.
Lady! You know, we're way off. But if you're just talking about, we're not going to be here those 2 days.
There you go.
And there'll be some best of shows on. And I'm going to try to get the show from Wednesday night in on Friday night.
Okay.
There's some stuff where they're trying to get everything in tomorrow because everybody's off.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to do that, and we've got other fun stuff coming up, too.
Yeah, we'll have another trivia question coming up as soon as I can think of it.
Okay, well, we're
I don't know what it is yet, but I'll have it by the time we come back.
It's a trivia question.
Yes. Trivia question will I have? I don't know.
I have no idea. It's a matter of trivia. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7 and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
And welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. 6:32. What's the date today? Is that 26th or 27th? Today's 26th, isn't it? Because Wednesday is the 28th, and that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's 26th.
Usually that's kind of late for Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday's 28th. Okay. Just check it. It's not like nobody's going to call me.
You know what day it is?
Turkey Day. They do that in the hospital when you had a stroke. You know what day it is?
Oh.
Christmas?
I don't know.
And then they just slap you and say, act right.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the show. David Ernest here. We've got Grasshopper, Grasshopper Papa. He's over here, Grasshopper Papa. So you got your own radio name.
Hey.
How about that?
Can you polish a car with two hands? You can?
Okay. He didn't call him Grasshopper, but did he?
I thought he did.
No, that's Danielson.
Oh, okay.
You're getting your movies crossed up.
I guess so.
That's okay.
I'm still sane.
Really? That's why I've been hanging around, because you're so nutty. But we've been talking about, what have we been talking about?
We're talking about
money, no, financial literacy. I did remember. And we had a trivia question a while ago. And,
yeah, annuity.
I forget who won. Somebody won something.
Yeah. It's an insurance guy won.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friend of yours, probably.
Well, he could be. Sound like he could be.
Glad he's listening.
Yeah.
But you said you were going to have another trivia question.
I got another trivia question.
What are we going to give away this time?
Same thing. You get entered in to win the Texas Roadhouse coupon, or should I say Visa card, or whatever kind of credit card it is, for $10 off for Texas Roadhouse. But you also will automatically receive an Anytime Fitness month gym membership.
Okay. And so you have another trivia question.
I have another one. What do you have to go through when you die?
Atlanta. I think it's a law. Anywhere you go, you got to go through Atlanta.
Yes, that's right.
It's on the ticket when you get it. You're going
purgatory.
Where are you going? Heaven? You got to go through Atlanta.
No. This has to do with your financial stuff.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I can start giving hints, but if someone knows what you have to go through, what's your, you know, stuff, and that's, I'm not going to say anything because it might give it away. I'm calling it stuff right now. Your stuff. What it has to go through.
we're getting signals here. I get it. Grasshopper wrote sticks.
Sticks.
And, yeah, I guess you have to, you know, because Greg worked for Sticks. Greg Budell. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
But you have to, what is it? Is it the River Sticks? Yeah. And you have to go meet Karen and give him some gold, and he'll take you across the river.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I brought all that up, but.
Well, that's okay.
It's a fact.
Yeah. You know, 44% of Americans don't have enough cash to cover a $400 emergency.
And, you know, that is the reality of it right there. Most all of us living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, that was in a Forbes magazine, by the way.
That nobody could afford to pay for. But you just had to stand there in line at the grocery store and read it.
And get this. The median out-of-pocket cost for an emergency medical expense is $1,000, according to Federal Reserve Annual Survey, whatever that was. You know, it means almost half Americans are one accident away from receiving a bill in the mail that they can't afford to cover.
Right.
That's not good. You know, I mean, what's causing that is there's not enough emergency cash. You know, if you sit down with a financial person, if they're a financial person worth their salt at all, mm-hmm. they're going to advise you to keep a certain amount of emergency cash. Mm-hmm. In my business, we have words for that now. It's called suitability. We have to fill out a suitability form. Mm-hmm. And we have to, you know, kind of know that you've got enough money hanging around somewhere before you start investing it into long-range products.
Right.
So it's very important that you pay attention to your emergency cash because why? You never know when you're going to have an emergency, like that television show. You hear the sirens?
Oh, I used to love to watch that.
I know it.
Rampart. And they're all over there. Start an IV. I didn't tell you what was wrong yet. I don't care. Just start an IV.
Yeah.
Put it in his eye. I don't care. Start an IV.
Yes. You know, that was amazing. Actually, I read somewhere just the other day mm-hmm. that show, Emergency, actually was a catalyst for our emergency systems mm-hmm. in all of the large cities. Now it's trickled down into all the small cities. Mm-hmm. Emergency medical technician, EMT, whatever you call it, was coming out about that time, 1970, 1, 2, 3, 4, right in there.
And do you know who was instrumental in putting that show together?
Who?
Any guesses? Anybody?
No, that's another trivia question. I don't know.
Jack Webb. Dragnet, yeah.
Wow. Oh,
he
yeah.
He did Dragnet. He did Adam 12.
Uh-huh.
Emergency. There were several of them he had something to do
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay, I am going to have to give a hint for this trivial question.
Okay.
This word, and I'm probably going to give it away when I say this, mm-hmm. so don't everybody call it once. Mm-hmm. This word just got elected to an office.
Ah.
This word.
Donald?
No. I will put it another hint. It's really close by. It's really close to Montgomery, Alabama. This person had that word attached to them. Trivia question. What do you have to go through when you die with your stuff?
Crook.
If it's not.
Is that the word?
No. No. Well, better not say that word because.
Well, there's a lot of people who get elected sometimes. Not everybody, but sometimes.
No, on a rare occasion.
You find.
I will say
bad
this.
Bad apple there.
It's someone who made history.
Ah, George Washington.
Someone who made big history in Montgomery, Alabama. Come on, guys.
I don't know if he ever came through
what
here or not.
What was that person before they got elected?
You know my friend Charlie Grider? You know, he's got the first dollar he ever made.
Really?
Yeah, he showed it to me one time, and George Washington's got black hair and all his own teeth. That's how old that dollar is, yeah. So if you think you know the answer to that.
It's something you would have had to go through his blank. You would have had to go through his organization. It's something that you go through when you die. Your relatives have to push your stuff through it. What's it called?
Oh, I know.
What's it called?
Yeah,
trivia question.
Yeah.
Call me.
If you think you know, because he was involved with that before he made history.
Exactly. And he made huge history right here mm-hmm. in Montgomery, Alabama. So you should know who I'm talking about. If you know what uh-huh. I'm talking about, you know the word that he was. That's what this is.
Uh-huh.
Give me a call, 272-9228, because it has to do with your financial future.
There you
it
go.
Really does. That word does.
Call us right now, and you'll get membership out to Anytime Fitness for a month, and that $10 is Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse. And get free peanuts, too.
Yeah, and you throw the peanuts.
You can take a bag of them home with you.
Yeah, you really can. They got them up there in a barrel.
Yeah. Eat all you want before you have to go through that mm-hmm. word.
I wonder if that whole barrel is full. Don't they have a jukebox, too? You can go in there and drop it. I don't even know what a jukebox costs anymore.
Do they prop you up against the jukebox?
When you die, if you're not.
Throw peanuts at you.
If you're just laying around there, they would.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, $1,000, that's, uh-huh. you know, that's the minimum that someone should really have in emergency cash. You know, there's another financial statistic that sheds light on a lot of problems. And I know why Elizabeth Warren's trying to make a biggie out of it, but it's not the way she's... 42% tax is not going to get it with me.
No.
But that is 43% of those with student loans are not making payments.
Our phones have blown
up. That's not a good thing.
Our phones have blown up.
Uh-oh.
We're on line.
I must have told the answer.
Okay, on line one, Marvin is over there. Marvin, are you there?
Marvin.
Marvin?
You get the answer yet?
No. Marvin, what's the answer, man? Do you know the answer?
Probate judge.
You got it, Marvin. Marvin.
Probate.
I would play some music, but I don't have anything to...
That's all right.
I thought probate, you know, was like a worm that had a license. But no, it is probate. Because,
but let me give you a little hint. The reason why I said that word is that if you have an annuity, it will bypass probate. It and life insurance are the only two entities that can do that. Probate, you will bypass. If you have an annuity and you've got a beneficiary, you will bypass probate 100%. You'll be paid way before your estate is settled. Immediately. So that's the reason why I put that word in.
And
thank
Marvin,
you, Marvin.
We
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And Grasshopper's got your information in it. No, you don't? Okay, I'm going to have to put you back on hold.
Marvin, you know where Anytime Fitness is, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. There's one in Montgomery, and there's one in Prattville, too, isn't there?
Yeah, it's not the one in Prattville.
It's the one in Montgomery.
It's the one in Montgomery. It's a...
Well, I don't know. See, I got a membership, but I don't know if I can donate to somebody or not. We'll see. We'll talk about that later.
You can donate it. Just let me know. You can donate.
Y'all, all right. Y'all can.
Does she look good?
Well, me and you need to talk. Yes, she looks good. We need to talk about some stuff later anyway. After Thanksgiving, Ernest, we need to get together. I want to check on that stuff you were talking about. Money. You know me and money.
Yeah, that green stuff. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that one that you were talking about, the pays, we got to check on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're gonna do some of that. Just give me a call, Marvin. I'd be glad to talk to you after Turkey Day.
That's all right. I appreciate it. But let me give my information.
All right. Okay, my friend.
Thanks, Marvin. We'll put you back on hold.
Yeah. All right, Marvin. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Probate.
Mm-hmm. Marvin. Mm-hmm. Marvin's not back on hold. There he is.
Probate. Right.
Got him.
That's exactly what you don't go through when you have an annuity or a life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. As long as you named a beneficiary. If you did not name a beneficiary, or if you put estate, E-S-T-A-T-E, mm-hmm. you are going to bypass and go straight into probate. And you don't get $200 either.
Or a new suit, like you do when you get out of jail.
No. So, anyway, that was fun.
Yeah, I could just see him, you know, you're leaving out, you know, jail, you get a new suit. And there's a new suit and $50, I think they used to do that in the movies, you know.
I bought a new suit for $50 one time.
I went down to one of these stores down here, and I told the guy, I said, show me something in a cheap suit, and he turned me around into the mirror. Mm. It was pretty much that way, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a suit. I really? Don't think it will fit. I mean, it's like, it's so old, it's back in style.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
I don't think I can get into it.
I got some clothes that I wore in the 70s that probably could be in the style pretty soon.
That's when you had the afro, wasn't it? And you were like a musician. You were like,
that's right,
going around giving people skin and stuff. You know, remember?
Yeah,
like
that? Yeah.
Why don't we take a short break just to clear our minds, and we will be back winding up this program here tonight here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
And that dead air was brought to you by Ernest Financial, LLC. I'm here on the radio with my friend David Ernest. We've got Grasshopper and Grasshopper Popper. He's over here, and we're just hanging out. And it is Tuesday night.
And talking about financial literacy.
Yes, we are. Well,
and we're trying to throw a few things out there because, you know, the more you listen, the more you become
literate.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It happens.
Or sometimes you just...
Osmosis.
Sometimes you just get lit. You know, it's just one of the two.
That's not the good one, though.
I had an uncle we called Street Lamp.
Street Lamp?
Yeah, every Saturday night, he'd go down on a corner and get lit. Yeah. That.
Okay. Yeah. More and more people are saying education, education, education. And that's true to an extent. But there's a lot of things that are going on right now where people are becoming somewhat overeducated. In other words, for the jobs that they may hold. And that does cause a lot of frustration a lot of times. But it's also missing out on other type of jobs that people could do if they would just go straight into technical schools. Say like Hyundai Motors. Those guys are making lots of money. Women too. Mm-hmm. 80 to 100,000 a year. You know, and that's not chicken feet.
Now, is that working on the assembly line?
I think working on assembly line. They've got other things where they build motors I guess that has assembly line too. But there's the computers, the robots. If anybody's from Hyundai Motors to listen, you can call and tell us about it.
And, you know, I had somebody tell me, I couldn't work out there. I get tired of doing the same thing. Well, I think they train you to do just about everything. So you might be putting lug nuts on one day. You might be putting radios in next week, keep you from losing your mind.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, they got a good retirement plan out there, too. They got a 401k.
I wanted the job. I went out there on the tour. You ever been out there on the tour?
I've been out there.
That is neat. The tour they hook you up on this little trolley with a golf cart and it brings you around and you get a little headset and it's all on tape and you're listening to it. But the thing was, there's this dude riding around on a 3-wheel bicycle.
Yeah,
and he's got a little basket on the back and it's got a box in it. It's like a part. Mm-hmm. And he rides down there and leaves that and he goes back. And I said, I wonder what he makes an hour. Somebody said, $27. I said, get me my Schwinn. Let me come down here. I could do that. I could ride a bicycle.
You strip the gears out for that.
Yeah, man. I would come up on them back two wheels. Look at him as the evil boy evil.
Well, you know, everyone has a niche is what I'm trying to say.
And
if you find your niche.
Can't scratch mine right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
You just keep setting them up.
That's okay.
It's time to be serious.
If you have the itch to know where your niche is, then you can make the money you need to make. But if you don't, now see, you know, I'll sit down with anybody and talk about things that may, you know, to help them. If I can, you know, sort of like a semi-counselor kind of person.
Uh-huh.
And then if that doesn't work, then you can go pay the big dollars, so you know, to the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
And if you would like to sit down and talk to David, that's a good place to throw this in. 279-7431. That's his number. You'll probably get the machine. But when you do, just leave a message, and he will call you back. He is very, very good about calling folks back.
I think the modern term is voicemail.
Do I look modern to you? Look at me. They don't make parts for this anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a hubcap classic.
Well, you need to go up there. Where's all the hubcaps up there above on Highway 9?
I probably would go up there and between all
what's
the...
What's the name of that?
I don't know, but I know...
Hey, that's... Okay, that's the next trivial question.
Well, we got to know the name of it before we can ask
it. I'll know it when I hear it. Okay. All right, I just thought of it. I know the name of it.
Okay.
What's the name of the city that has all the hubcaps above Wetumpka?
Detroit. They got hubcaps up there.
Yeah, call us... Call us, and you see them when you drive by on the road there.
I think in Detroit, North Alabama.
Yeah, call us, and you'll get a free gym membership at Entered In. That's the last trivia question. Yeah, call us and let us know what the name of that city is. It's right outside of Montgomery, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
How have I missed that? I've heard about it.
You probably drove right by it.
Just
unless they've removed the hubcaps. There was just all kinds of hubcaps there when you go by on that.
Now
I'll just say it. It's Highway 9.
Is this the guy that they sell the hubcaps?
I think so.
And you can go there and find a hubcap.
I really don't know. All I know, when I used to drive by there, I hadn't drove by in a while, there was just hubcaps all over the place, you know.
Hmm.
And people were talking about it. They may not be there anymore. I don't know. But maybe somebody will remember.
Okay.
You know. But anyway. Highway 9 hubcaps. How about that?
Maybe that's not the name of it, though.
No. Okay. It's a city. What's the name of it? Well, it's not really a city. It's a community.
The old hubcap community.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with an E. Like Ernest Financial starts with an E. It starts with an E, too.
I think I know what you're talking about now.
I think I know, unless I'm telling it wrong, because I think that's...
I'm going to do a little research while you give them some knowledge, just in case. You know, just so...
So I want to encourage everyone to listen regularly, you know, to our show, and you can learn some ideas about, you know, like probate and all annuity and maybe where the hubcaps are. But also, we want you to realize that there's taxable events that you need to try to set your retirement up that so you can avoid the problems of the future. What are those problems of the future? The problems of the future will probably be means testing, which means that if you've got any income showing up, you will have a reduction in your income. It's on Highway 9.
Okay, we're just trying to look this up. So
yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Somebody call and tell us. We'll give you something.
Maybe I'm crazy and I'm thinking it's there instead.
You might be right.
It could be.
You might be crazy. Be.
Anyway. I know they're there. They're on Highway 9. They used to be. Or something was up there that looked like a hubcap. Maybe it was a junk cars.
Might have
hubcaps.
Been a
I don't know.
UFO or something.
Could have been.
You might have had a close encounter.
Another problem with financial literacy is credit cards. You know, we've talked about credit cards a lot. But, if you're in a credit card jam, you owe too much money, and, it looks hopeless, call us. There might be something we can help you with. It may not be. But sometimes it's just not wise to ruin your retirement plan to get out of credit card debt. It just depends on your situation. You don't see it up
there. I'm not finding anything. Of course, okay. Wait a minute. No. Well, let's see here.
It starts with an E. Is equal to something.
I found the Autauga bamboo forest.
Try to put equal in there, and it might work.
Equal?
Yeah, equals something.
Like the...
I think I just about told where it was. It starts with an E. It's got the word equal in it. Hubcaps. Strode around behind a...
Okay, I'm looking it up using that word now. Nope. That's
well, I know something was up there that looked like hubcaps. Maybe it was my brain. I don't know. Maybe I need to be literate on hubcaps. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you dreamed it. That's the way I do things now. Maybe I dreamed it.
Well, there's something up there in that place that had old stuff with cars.
I remember seeing a story about that on TV.
Drive by and you can see.
There was a lady and like this. Somebody's on the
somebody
phone
might now. Be going to say.
And this lady.
Maybe I'm not crazy after all.
And people would go by there and buy hubcaps.
Really?
Yeah, and she had all kind of hubcaps.
Okay. Can I get your name? Oh, but anyway, credit card debt. If you buying too many hubcaps, hubcaps cost a lot of money. The old kind of hubcaps.
Oh yeah.
Now
we're not talking about these you get at the Walmart that pop on there. We're talking about like real metal hubcaps that used to come on real cars,
like the chrome kind or the good kind. So. We got a caller.
Yeah, Tom's on the phone. Okay, but, I can't pick it up yet.
Can't pick it up yet.
But I will in a minute.
Maybe he knows where this place is.
Well, Grasshopper's getting his information there.
Well, Highway 9 starts with an E, has the word equal in it.
Do they make like a sweetener up there?
Uh-oh. Maybe.
Here we go. It is Tom. Is that correct? Tom's on the phone. Tom, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now can you clear up this mystery?
Are you talking about equality?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, that's where I live.
Don't they have a place up there that's got parts, hubcaps and things?
They did many years ago.
But
it's closed down now.
Oh, I live in the past sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But you do remember the hubcaps being there.
Yes, sir, I do, because I used to go to the lake and them.
Well, who got all the hubcaps?
Yeah, where'd they go?
I don't know. Probably whoever bought them was store.
Well, I appreciate you clearing up that problem. I'm starting to doubt my sanity there for a minute.
Yeah, no, there used to be an ice cream store close by there.
Yeah, what happened to that one?
Yeah, that's turned into eating restaurant right now.
I thought you were about to say it turned into something else, and I was about to get in my car and go out there and look. But
yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, now he knew, so
yeah,
I guess.
Well, I hadn't been up that way in a much in a few years, so.
He gets the prize, doesn't he?
Well, yes, he gets to. All right, we've got to really quickly. How many have we got here?
Okay.
You got his number and phone number and address.
I've got Marvin, Thomas, and G-Man.
Okay, there's three. Did we only have three callers?
We had more than three callers.
Don't look at me. This is my button over here. I'm pushing this button.
Write them all down.
Also, Crawdad.
Crawdad.
Okay, so.
Is this all of them right here?
No, that was yesterday. But this is today.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right. So, I'm going to let you pick out some kind of method there who won.
Pick out what?
I'm talking to Grasshopper.
He's
his system there. I need him to.
Okay,
pick a number to 1 to 4.
I'm gonna push you back on hold.
Yeah, and then we'll let you know.
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
Don't go away.
All right, that'll be fine.
All right, there we go. All right, he's back on hold. All right. Okay, who's
okay, I guess the last caller.
The guy we got on hold?
Yeah, he won.
Oh, okay.
He won the okay.
Okay.
All right.
Guess what?
Yeah, all right, what?
Yeah, you're the winner.
You're the winner for the $10 credit card off the Texas Roadhouse. But everybody who called has won a $75 coupon for 1 month at Anytime Fitness.
Oh, okay.
All okay. Right.
Anytime so, Fitness.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you won that too. So,
okay.
Well, yeah. Tom,
everybody gets Anytime Fitness. You've got all their numbers, all the phone numbers? Okay. All of you out there that called in, call me at 279-7431 and leave me your phone number so I can turn it into Anytime Fitness. Call 279-7431, leave me your name and your phone number. And Tom, we need your address so we can send you.
Okay, so let's put Tom back on hold. Thanks, Tom. And we got to go.
Yes, we
are just about out of time. We'll be back tomorrow night with our Iron Bowl program.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I lost what I had here. This, people ask me how I come up with the songs. Well, this one was mentioned earlier, and
I want to say thank you to Janet.
Do you really think we should be doing this?
Oh my goodness, I got the music video.
Oh no,
let's go.
Two guys in a pickup truck, and they're sneaking into a funeral home.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request.